Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. This is Evan. Bless you. Namaste. With me, I have Austin.
What's up, guys?
And Nick.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Namaste. Evan. Namaste. Thank you. This episode is called Falling Uphill. So we're going to go over, the Nova Open and, my many, many, many thoughts on that, about the venue specifically and the terrible time I had there. the Nova event run by Hob, let me put this out of the way, was great. Hob, John Brader, Nick Bodnar, endless streaming, all that stuff. Fantastic. That was good. Everything around that place was what we like to call in the business dog water. So we'll get into that in a minute. Let me get through some of the basic stuff here. Boom. Next slide. So upcoming events, Crucible and PAX. I was going to both, and I know I told people I wasn't, and then I was, and now I'm not. Unfortunately, I thought I had unlimited time off of my job. I sure don't. So I had to pull back, which is sucks because I've never missed a PAX. So that is a big bummer. Rip me, but whatever.
We'll have to get a force ghost cut out of you to be there.
Oh, dude, the wizard. Yeah, just a picture of the wizard.
Yeah, and then just get it like a blue hue so you know it's like a hologram of the wizard.
Yes, please. I've never missed a PAX. Ugh. All right. Bam. Okay, so the Nova Open. I ran into a lot of lists. And for those who don't know, I brought... I did the best I could to get Anakin's hair. Nova Open. So I brought... Okay, it's the list was called... Now my face just blows up when looking at Game Uplink, which needs dark mode. If anyone's listening who makes Game Uplink, please make a dark mode.
If only we knew,
or my raccoony voice was heard. Greg Gets His Groove Back was the name of my list. General Grievous with his Annihilator Pistol and Into the Fray, a Super Attack with Commanding Presence, 3 Naked B1s, 2 super B2 super battle droids with the Baja Blast package that is the B2HA trooper and a T-Series TAC droid, and 3 staffs with linked targeting array. Comes at 10x and 793. Every game I was blue player, I believe.
Yeah. So I have some questions about how you felt with the list, like as an overall, before we get to the specifics.
Yeah.
One, how did you like Commanding Presence on the Super TAC?
Perfect. It was very good. That was a good call. Being able to not have to worry about how close I could do everything, and with the reinforcement play that actually came in super clutch in one game where I said my bikes are in reinforcements, to be able to just shoot them out in order and let them, even if my B1s got AI'd or whatever, like who cares? Like they're,
it doesn't matter turn one.
No, they're good. Yeah. So that worked out very well. That was good advice.
Did you play anyone with an infinite range, you know, whether it's Blizzard or another infinite range bombardment card or no?
I did not actually.
Okay.
No infinite ranges.
Yeah. The reinforcements is just, I think, a really good tool for staps to try to avoid stuff like that.
It was, that was pretty clutch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at the list, I was a little bit worried that there was too much stuff that wanted to either go first or last. So there was 4 out of your 10. I think the Staps and Grievous were pretty high priority. Did you have any issues with that? Or
not really. It Heroes are nice because you can just hide them. So Grievous just kind of hid in a corner until he was needed. Yeah. 8 hit points is really good with red saves. His red saves weren't ever amazing, but being able to take like an 8 hit was okay. The bikes either all went first or all went last, depending on what I needed them to do. So that was good. And the B2s were kind of like, they're a threat.
The B2s do go in the mid. They're okay.
They have AI. So it wasn't actually that. Oh, crap. These stupid peg. I just broke another peg while I was playing with these. I was just going to spin around my hands. I had a casualty when my staffs broke and I stepped on one of my B1s. It was just everything's falling apart. But it's actually pretty good. The list is not bad. So Grievous never did anything like amazing, but just being a big belly beefy boy who doesn't just die, you have to actually try to kill him.
Yeah.
Worked out. And staps, my staps clapped. My staps rolled hot like all. Well, attack wise, they rolled hot like the entire
staff don't roll anything defense wise.
No, it was like die. I'm taking three. I'm like, I'm losing one. Like, at one point in my last game, Kyle rolled like 11 hits into two of them, and I just picked them up. And he's like, "You might roll blocks." I'm like, "Kyle, like my brother in Christ, what do you think is gonna happen?" So I rolled 6, and they were all blank. I'm like, "Ta-da!" Like, they're just dead, my good sir. So the list actually was pretty good. It never came up, but I remember we talked about disengage preservation protocols with the B2s. The B2s lose AI when they take the TAC droid.
They're still a droid trooper units, aren't they?
I thought they said they had to have AI.
It's droid trooper or AI.
Yeah.
Let me pull that up real quick because I thought.
Pretty sure it works.
Where's the gut? The kidney punch.
So it's 2 droid troopers or AI units. And then when Super TAC issues an order, so he has to issue the order to
them.
That's
cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also gives them impervious for.
Just in case.
For whatever. That's weird. It's good for like. Magnus, nothing else cares. Because
Magnus already have immune. It's impervious to ranged attacks. That's what they get.
Yeah, I think I did it during a game 2 where I moved my B2s out and they just like moved for a breakthrough. After the game was over, I was reading. I didn't. The droid trooper covers me. I didn't cheat, but I felt like I did for a minute. And I'm like, oh no. And so I was like, oh dude, I had some other stuff in the deployment anyway. So one point wasn't going to make or break the game, but I felt really shitty. So okay. As long as we confirmed live on air, this is it. I didn't.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's hard sometimes when you're like, you're like 5 games deep and you're like, oh right, I forgot that interaction doesn't work. Like it's no one's perfect.
Gen Con. I was doing a lot of practice with, so my list would usually leave two totems in the stack. It would be a commander totem and my black sons as a core.
Yeah.
I did a lot of practice with improv and ended up switching it to AT. And like for my first couple games, I played it as though I had improv.
Yeah, that happens. It's like, you know,
I don't think it ever mattered, but it's still like I went back and like reviewing those games all in my head. Like, oh my God, did I just like even like talk to one of the guys afterwards? Like when I saw on day 2, I'm like, I just messed up so bad.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's like unfortunate, but a part of the game is also making sure like, hey, you know, there is a small degree of policing with your opponent that you want to do. I'm not going to say you have to do it, but like, you know, it helps you to know what your opponent's army can do. So you just want to make sure. And there's nothing wrong with politely saying like, oh, hey, I don't think that works that way. You know, can we get a judge? Because maybe they're like, oh, right. You know, just like Nick was saying, like, right. Don't have improvise. I played practice games with like double bounty with a single commander. And I'm like, well, I just came off like 5 games in a row with Veers where I had improvise. And it's like, oh, cool. Pull IG's token, improvise. And then like, oh, wait, you know, like 5 activations later, it's like, right. I don't have improvised, so I'll just like it. Stuff like that. You're like, you know, all right, how do you, how, like, what do you think is the most appropriate way to proceed? Like from, you know, your opponent's standpoint, like how do they want to, you know, fix that?
Essentially. Yeah,
it's difficult.
I've done that before. My opponent, I forgot. I think it was improv because he played a lot of Han. And so he had it and he didn't have it on his list. He took Vigilance. The Vigilance just came out.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, well, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, don't worry about last round, but I get a free improv this round. He goes, okay. I'm like, all right. So
we
each get one. Who cares? It's fine.
Yeah.
To run down my lists a little bit. So before I start complaining about Nova itself, let me go through the goods before I just get real grouchy. Okay, let me. First, crit to block. I was told to shout them out, and I.
Great dudes.
Yeah, they are really good dudes, and I actually looked at their content before I just shouted them out. And they've got a lot of battle reports. They've got a nice picture of a cat in the middle of a board, and the Carolina Holochronicles, written by Kentucky Dan, is a blog. He also came in like top 8.
Yeah.
Top
best Shadow Collective. I think
Shadow Collective out of two Shadow Collectives.
Yeah, but he was pretty high up there. I think he was top 4 even.
But did he hit top 4? But
I think top 4 was, I think it was Nick, Sam, Josh, and then Kentucky Dan, I think.
Sam, Josh, Kyle, and Kentucky Dan. So congratulations, Sam. You did it with 9x Blizzard Force, which everyone's like, well, 9x with bikes, it'll never be good. And like, you did it. Who cares? Now it's like,
it's still pretty good.
Yeah, Blizzard's still really good.
Still pretty good. And, you know, just do what you want, man. That's the advice I give at this point.
Small aside, I do have, I'm tempted to go Empire with an, I can't believe it's not Blizzard Force list. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, put a pin in that. I mean, if you're playing Empire and you're like, I can't believe it's not Blizzard Force, you better have a really good reason to give up those cards. Snipers, yeah, all right. Snipers are pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially right now. So
are we going to talk about Crucible lists? Is that what you're saying?
We might.
Cool. All right, so we'll do bingo. We'll hit... round one, I'm not going to battle report. I'm just going to kind of give a couple Sunday digits each game and then kind of like spin on because there's too many to do battle reports on. Was against a crit to block enthusiast. It was against Chris. He played Sabine Ahsoka. And he pulled off the family reunion where he does the move. And that was scary. Yeah. We played, I think it was Breakthrough. Let me see. Payload, advanced positions, clear conditions. The game went pretty good. He just accidentally deployed Ahsoka and Sabine a little bit too far out, and they had to run for a couple turns to get to me, and they were just out. Like, it was painful. He would do like a burst of speed on Ahsoka and just be out of Grievous, and to have like somebody like mock you and it be Grievous, I'm sorry, Chris. But that was a good game. It came down to 2-0. I just ended up flooding the middle with all my bodies, and my staffs kind of ran around the corner and just rolled incredibly hot. But yeah, it would have been a 1-1 game, I'm pretty sure, if he had deployed a little closer to the middle. But that was still pretty good. There's a huge wall in the middle of the board. That was very strange. Like, whoever won it first lost, because the other guy would just shoot you. Like, as soon as you come up, you're just like, whole army, shoot that man. Very strange board, but Chris is a fun guy. We hung out at the con. We had a good time. Round two, against Adam Slaber of Indie Garrison. That was Breakthrough, hemmed in, limited viz. So he, I put all my bikes on the right part of hemmed in when you're a blue player. And so he kind of had to split he had two FDs, Boba Fett, that's why he's up here, and some Mando Rebels. And he had to split which way he thought my bikes were going to go. So I put him on the right, and then as soon as the match started, I just turned him left and ran. So I just ran all the way to the left. Yeah, so I just ran all the way to the left, and it was ended up being a little bit more of a bloody game. He kind of started catching me with the Mando rockets. Couldn't get away from them, and they'll kill a stat model pretty reliably. Mm-hmm. I ended up just like diving in. He got super unlucky with like my deployment zone. There's a building, and the edge of the deployment was like right there, so it wasn't big enough to fit a model. So he had to like run all the way around. It was just awful. Like I would have been so sad if that happened to me. But he was a really good player. That was a good game.
Did he have so you're saying he was like blocked like a build the bit between the building and the board edge? There wasn't enough space for a model
between the building and the deployment edge. There wasn't enough space to like fit. Like the building had just cut it just enough where like half a base could fit, and breakthroughs you have to be fully within.
Yeah.
So he like couldn't get there.
Can run off the table now. Come back on.
Yeah.
No. So like it was had been like the top of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay. So it blocked. Yeah, it was, okay. Now from the table edge, it was in the middle and blocked him out.
Yeah, it would have been a full move to get there. So he couldn't like have, move climb. He only had one action because I suppressed it once, and then so that was a bummer, but he was a good player. That was a lot of fun. That was a fun game. So number three of day one was I ran into Mike Cirillo, and he clapped my cheeks with he played Cad Bane triple magna. The board was really dense with city buildings, and it was a really miserable game. Not because I didn't have fun playing against Mike. Mike and I meet at a lot of events and we play each other a lot and we have a good time. Like that's not why it was miserable. It's just like whoever jumped up on the building first lost to try to fire or do anything. Cause I had my staps just like doing circles waiting for someone to go off so I could just dive on them. And then I had my B2s ready to like Baja as soon as it came up. And then he had, you know, it was just bad. Ended up going down to 2-1. On payload, and he got a bounty, so it was really 1-1 of the bounty on me. His Cad Bane rolled up and just went full Red Dead like focus mode on my super tech, and just not only did she just hat off but shot every other part of him off. It was payload, battle lines, hostile, and there's only like one hallway both our carts could go through. It was not good. It was like such a weird game.
Those magnets are probably just sitting there waiting for that cart to come.
Oh yeah, man. Like what are they gonna do?
Like there's no reason there.
You gotta walk here eventually.
Yeah. Not much better at range two fights than Magna Guard. So that wasn't looking good for me when I saw that board. And so I lost that first one. So I went 2-1 day one, and I'm like, okay, I'm still in, baby. We're not out yet.
Yeah.
Round four. So Evan, so I played Anthony Rosendale. He did God, I'm looking at that chin right now. Scum, that guy.
Gar Saxon?
Gar Saxon, yes.
AKA the chin.
The chin. The Gar Saxon. So he had Gar Saxon, double scum mandos, a bus, and a bunch of pikes. It was breakthrough advanced positions, war weary. I will admit, after Mike just clapping me hard, my first game, two staffs and two Bajas went into a Mando squad, and I killed two models, and I rolled like another like full boat on both staffs. I was getting a little tilted. I'm like, what? I played these sons of guns through the whole Du Bois, and every time I got shot at, I felt like either lost a model or lost the whole squad. So he moved him up, and I just could not chew through him. So I had just abandoned and went for breakthrough to finish it. He had, to my knowledge, he's like, after the game, he's like, yeah, I never played breakthrough before, I'm still pretty new. And I'm like, because I'd be like, I was like, you should probably start moving to get some points, like you're, because advanced positions is the L, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of moved into his L, and yeah, was just kind of partying over there, and he was kind of folding in to try to kill me. And I'm like, hey man, I'm not telling you how to play, but like you need to start like getting some like points here, or else even if I have one guy left and you have nobody in mind, you still lose. He's, oh yeah, I only really pay like intercept, and I've only played like intercept and hostage or something. And I'm like, Oh no. So I was so sad, but he did 3-5. Like, that was good for not like knowing.
Yeah.
My voice just broke there. But that was a good game. He was a really nice guy. He was also one of two scum players, so tip of the hat. Game 5. I played Tyler Hatfield, Dash Florida Man.
Yes. Yes, Tyler's a cool dude.
Tyler's a super cool dude. So we met at I met him setting up the stream back when we were helping, and then we played, and so here's a story about this game. He was playing 501st. It was Bombing Run, Battle Lines, Clear Conditions. I'm going to play a little guessing game of what do you think I let him take back in this scenario?
What do you let him
take back? Yeah, like, so back? He did something and I let him take it back. This is in deployment phase.
He scouted all of the stuff out of his deployment zone, couldn't put bombs on him.
Yes. Oh. So this was a really weird game. So I was a little drunk going into this because the cheapest thing at Nova was $6 Bud Lights. For whatever reason, cool. they were tall cans. They were like, yeah. That's okay. That's the only thing at that entire convention that was priced okay. I'm getting there. There's a lot of heat coming from this place. I almost said a bad word. So I just like pounded two. And then I was pretty buzzed, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm just kind of flipping through cards. And then his fault, I will say this, Tyler, you goofed letting me sober up while you were deploying. before we deployed, I played the reinforcement card because it was battle lines on Bombing Ground. I'm like, have no idea where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And so he broke up his army. He put like his arcs on one side with Anakin, and then his Echo and two face twos on the other in a bark, and then I just put everything on one side after to rush him, and he had to, for like 3 or 4 turns of the game he had to run his whole army after me because I dropped my bombs and just like bikes immediately dropped them, and then with 3 dodges I didn't take any damage. I'm like, yeah, dodge. Mm-hmm. Where he had to move up with his arcs, like move, drop, like it was awful. Like, he just got put in a bad spot. But yeah, he deployed his guys and scouted forward. And after we were done, I'm like, well, who's getting the bomb? He goes, my arcs. I'm like, they can't. They have to be in deployment. And his eyes widened. I'm like, push them back. Like, this is not how we're going to play this game, where it's like, sorry, you just lose. Anakin's got to run a bomb, and so
and kill two of your bomb carriers at the same time.
That was so I let him take that back, and it's the same idea, folks, of letting somebody pull a card back when they play like Orbital Bombardment and it's limited viz.
Who would do something like that?
Let them put the card back. It's if you're going to be the guy who holds someone to that kind of move by accident when you know they didn't just know, that's shitty. All right. Yeah. I'm just going to say it straight out. That's incredibly shitty, especially on round one when it's like round two, maybe, I don't know. There might be, but round one is like, nah, man, just let them play standing order or something. Don't be that guy. And the words I hate the most are, if it was any other game, my guy. You think there's $1 million on the line here? Like, you know what we get for being the world champion of Legion? You get to be talked about for 2 weeks on podcasts, and then you're forgotten about until the next year. Yeah. You get a trophy. You don't even get any, like, the prizes are okay. They're mid. I'll say that. So all this cutthroat bullshit that happens in this game just needs to get right out, because there's nothing on the line for it. It's just nuts. So I let him push back, and it became a game. It was down to 14 kill points. It was 3-3. So it was a really close game, and I'm glad it was. And I would have, like, either way it went, would have been fine. Like, that was a really good game. And thank you, Tyler. He bought me a bottle of Gentleman Jack afterward, for being like,
Gentleman Jack.
Because I just I appreciate that, Tyler. That was very kind of you. And because that was just like, I would have felt awful. Because I know there's players out there who hold something too, like, nope, you didn't read the card. You don't get to put your... And that's like, don't do that. Don't be that guy. It's just let people take obvious mistakes back that don't hurt anything.
Yeah.
And last game was against Kyle. Man, did I get clapped. It was like an open killing field. He had clone gun line. I had to move my bomb cart in front of his gun line at one point. I got just like once I and I had to like I only had this little corridor I could move my bomb cart through before I could get out. I just couldn't fit my army back there, so it was really awkward. And I just got frustrated because like it just was not gonna go. I was gonna lose, like I was gonna have to walk from a gun line either way. So I said, you know what, we'll dive the staps. I know you have to attack with your whole army. I just attacked the staps in front of this huge gun line, and three staps rolled really hot, and I killed one model. And then he healed it back. And then they like two shot or one shot my staps. And I said, you win. You win. I no longer like I am done, sir. You have beaten me. So it ended on Kyle. Kyle beat me at the last Nova 2. Sad. But it's one thing to lose to anybody. That's fine. But like lose to Kyle and lose to Mike were like couple of my friends. I can't be upset about that, to know that they had a chance to move on. Kyle ended up going 5-1. I went 4-2. If MOV was different, there's like I had a drop in there. Maybe if they had kept playing, I might have like pulled me up a little bit, you know, that kind of thing. I don't blame people for dropping. But that's just the reality of like SOS as that happens. And if I really cared that much, I just shouldn't have lost the game.
Yeah.
That's my you know what? Sour grapes about SOS are for people who did not go X and O, right? Like it's so I don't hold that too hard because I wouldn't want to play MOV either, where it's like I've killed one unit, time to run and hide so I don't lose any of my precious points and score you know, score some victory points. So the Nova
Open MOV is the opposite. MOV is like you're there to crush them and grind them into the dirt.
I'm sorry.
You need also to win that by 3 points instead of 1 point.
Yeah. That's true. So overall, Hobb ran a great event. He wore a really cool jersey. I don't know where he got that from. Some pretty radical guys. I owe his wife a jersey. So I gotta get her one. Or somebody has to get her jersey. I don't know.
Only losers wear those jerseys.
Oh no. No, not my jerseys. But another shout out to the stream team, John Brader, for bringing all the train and like not playing, just like hanging out with all his train, and then packing it up and leaving. Like that's a real Chad move, to like have to lug all that there for like the love of the game, right? Like, so
yeah.
Okay, I know I've been talking for a while, but
well, this was your weekend, Evan.
I know, but it just gets this was the good part. Oh, also, I'm the number one Star Wars special operations player in North America.
Yes, sir.
No one showed up for the event. And I had a ticket for it and I showed up, so I got the plaque. The only prize, just the plaque. So I'll show it off next time, but I am no big deal. I got first place in the Nova Open Star Wars Special Operations Tournament. That didn't happen. But hey, you're looking at number one, baby. I'll start another side podcast about Special Operations. Well, you see, the real trick is just make everyone not show up so you can win. That's to not have to play. Some wars are won.
Turn negative one plays right there.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he was like, I was like, yeah, no one showed up for special operations. So I'm like, I have a ticket for it. And he goes, well, here you go. Whoopee.
Hey, you can never win a war that you don't even participate in. All right.
Well, some wars are won by secrets and spy networks. So I'm just going to say that's how I did it. Okay. So where do I start this Nova trip?
Right, this is our own little Rantono, but all of the topics are just things wrong with Nova.
Don't use their word. We make up our own words, all right? Don't give
okay,
them...
Okay, what are you calling it?
What? No, you come up with one right now. Don't use their words.
No, I... What are you calling it then?
Rantona. Oh, this isn't a Rantona about Nova Open. This is connected.
Are these a list of your grievances?
Oh my God. Okay, so it starts. We're driving down. The guy I'm riding with spills a full coffee over my center console of my car. A coffee is pooled in my cup holders, and my phone was in like a little side pocket where you put a phone. Mm. So, you know, sugar. And if any of you care about your car like I do, you go, oh, hey, that's great. That's also never coming out. Yeah, also, yeah, great. I love this. This is good. And so I was trying to be cool. I'm like, okay, there's coffee all over my new car. And I went, we'll just go to a gas station. There has to be. I did start talking like this because I was, the rage was simmering. We'll just go to a gas station. So we put in a gas station. It takes me off the interstate up a mountain to the top of where a gas station is being built. That's not actually built yet. So no gas station. So then we're in the middle of like a trucking like lane where all these like Home Depot and things like that, they have their like trucking. This is where their like deep Home Depots are. So then we're going down a little road between two tractor trailers, kicking rocks up at me to get back onto the freeway. And I finally get to one, and it's like the only gas station. It must be for like hundreds of miles. I don't know. This place was just jammed. And so I get out and I had to like take a lap because, man, that sucks. We cleaned it up. Okay. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. That we're okay. So then we get to a Tully's. Tully's was before the coffee. So this was the first one. The first plague of the Nova Open was we go to a Tully's. And their beer tap was broken, so spitting out hot beer, like not like cold beer, not room warm beer, but like hot beer. So I'm like, you know what? That's okay. I shouldn't worry about that. Then the coffee, so that's two. Keep counting. And then the third one was we go to the hotel. We're there Wednesday, so the convention hasn't even started yet. I pulled to the underground. So I pull up to the place. I said, I'm like, do you do valet or whatever? And he goes, nope, they do, but just not for this event because too many people. Just turn around and go to the garage below. I go there. It's full. It's four. So I go, okay, well, it's Wednesday. The convention hasn't even started yet, and your parking lot is full. That's not great. So the dude doesn't tell me to go across the street where there's $20 a day parking. He sends me to his buddy's place, which is half a mile down the road and $40 a night. So I pay $40 a night for parking. That's five. Four.
Beer, coffee, no parking, expensive parking.
And then so I'm like, and yeah, I had to prepay for four nights. So I do that, and I'm already like, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. We're out. There are four Hiltons in the area. Google picked the wrong one for us to walk to. So I go half a mile the wrong way. With all my crap, because I overpacked for, that's five. So we go the wrong way with all my crap packed for Nova, because I brought Snapship mats and I jammed everything in my bag and I had like my battle bag. And then it's a mile uphill to the other Hilton. So we're walking up, we're just drenched in sweat because it's hot. And we have all this beer with us too, because beer at these conventions is expensive. So we bought a 30 rack before we get there. And so we're like dragging all this beer, we're sweating, we're like trying, it's like nice kind of, because it's like sunset and all the monuments, and we're like, all right, man, you know, we're trying to like lemonade this shit. We're like, it's fine, we'll just get there. So we pull in, we get there, and we're like, I'm dripping, right? I'm like, I have my cowboy hat, and I'm like, I'm just some northern Legion player. I just need my room, partner. And he goes, cool. Our key card system's down. If you want to get into your room, we'll have to escort you to the room. That's six. And I went, this is a 4-star hotel, is it not? And he goes, yes. And I said, okay. So we get in the elevator, and the woman's like, how are you guys enjoying your trip so far? I go, it's terrible. And my buddy goes, yeah, we don't want to talk about it. She goes, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, just let us to our room, please. Because we stink. Right, it's just the clothes I have are gross. So we get to the hotel room, and I'm like, ma'am, I know it's not your fault, but you need to get out of here. Like, I need to take a shower. This is terrible. No fridge. So all that beer is gone now. So we had to give it out because it's going to go bad. So, and this only gets slightly better. So where like I take a shower and I don't want to leave because every time you have to go back to your room, you have to be escorted back. The key system was down for 3 days. It was awake long enough in the morning for me to go get my keys for my room, and then it died again. So I had keys to get into my room, but like Corey from the Inglourious Blasters did not. He had to be let in every time he went to his room, which is wild. Let's see, what are we at? 5, 6, 7, 8. The grievances. 8 plagues of Nova. 8 general grievances, you could say. 9 was everything in that hotel was absurdly expensive. Like, you're talking $20 minimum for like any meal, and like, we'll just walk around, it's in the middle of DC. Well, everywhere around there is like $20 too. There was thankfully a Walgreens we found later that had like normal human prices, not like exorbitant rich person prices. I don't know, or people who don't care. Yeah. And that everything we had to go to was down the hill. So anytime you got to go back to anything, you're going up a hill. Okay. So here's the crown and king, the crown, the clown and cringe, if you will.
I hope you don't have more than 10 grievances, because then I got to start getting my feet on the screen.
It's kind of wrapping up, but I will say the Nova Open event itself was very cool. Had a lot of area. I got to meet the guy who makes Black Powder Red Earth, and I bought both expansions to that. A very good game. It's like a tactical miniatures game. Very cool. Anyway, so getting back to the grievances. So Monday comes around, and you know what? I'm like, all the bad stuff that happened to that point, I'm like, I had a good time at the event. I had to hang out with a bunch of guys, all the crypto block guys. We all went out. We had cigars a couple nights before with Tyler, and everybody were drinking. It was good. It was a good time. So Sunday, I pick up my car from the that expensive parking lot, because they're closed on Monday, because parking garages in DC are closed on Labor Day. Or at least I thought one was. So I pick it up, drive it to the $20 night one across. I drive in. It does not give me a ticket. I hit the little help button. It just opens the gate. And I'm like, okay. So I drive in. There's no attendant. Nobody's there. I park my car. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll just settle up tomorrow. Like, I'll come to the attendant and get it. I didn't know the garage was closed on Labor Day. So I go down to get my car, to get ready to go. Garage is closed. Door is locked. Nothing. Can't get in. I'm not going to say I bribed 2 security guards to get to my car, because otherwise I had to wait till Tuesday to get my car. But I bribed a few security guards. One, he gave me advice, and then I'm like, here you go, buddy. And then the one who let me into the building, I went, here you go, buddy. And he brought me down to my car. Because then he's like, where's your ticket? And he like lectured me about not having a ticket and I should have my ticket. And I'm like, look, man, I'm sorry. I'm a big dumb man, baby. I don't know what else I could say. Like, I just want to go home. I am done with the city. So I, with some bribes, I get my car out and I leave. This was the worst Nova Open I've ever been to. So the event itself, great, but everything around, like, the venue was really crazy expensive. Parking was dog water. I got like shanghaied almost, like, and then to like really tip it off, so I'm like, all right, we'll stop in Gettysburg. They actually had the sick like miniature toy thing there, like a shop that sold like just tons of pre-painted miniatures, but they also have like random box of Star Wars Legion or whatever. But I go across the street, I'm like, I'll just buy a Union hat, that'll be cool. They had no, like, they were sold out of all like bigger Union hats, but she's like, you can get a Confederate hat. I'm like, I can't wear that where I live. I'm sorry. Like, that's, I just can't. So yeah, that was, there's a lot that took in. And also, this was like, I was like close to like 200 with bribes and my parking. It was like $200 in car parking, car fees. Not to mention, like, every time you ate was at least $20 to $30. Yeah, I know I just talked for like a good 20 minutes there, and I'm sorry.
These were your grievances.
But these were generally my grievances with
I counted 11 grievances.
Dude, it was bad. It was honestly, there was a non-0% chance when I couldn't find parking originally because the roads were so narrow. And they were two-way, but only I drive a Dodge Challenger.
Hey.
I don't fit into small things. Yep. And so there was a non-0% chance I just like turned around and went home. Like, it's only 6 hours back. We'll just get out of here. The bonus to the parking lot I did end up staying most of the time at was I paid for the overnight whatever, and the dude like put cones around my car so like nobody parked next to it. So that was like, I was like trying to like rationalize, like, and he was a really nice guy. Like, I get it, he just works there. He's like, I went to pick up my car and I'm like, yeah, I'm just here to pick up my car. He's like, yo, I'll valet it up if you let me drive it. I'm like, all right. So he like drove it down, drove it up, and I'm like, yeah, man, go crazy. Like, you're fine. So I gave him a tip because he was having a good time with it. So
but
that was like, so let me perspective old Nova Open at the Hyatt. I drive in Wednesday. There's a valet. You give the valet your car. It's $25 a night, and you're done. Or there's parking garages to the left and right, like all over around that area, that are open 24/7 on holidays as well. So you can just park it and then go get it later. And there's like a Chipotle and food trucks. So if you wanted like a cheap lunch or dinner, you could go to Chipotle for like $12 and like eat a big old burrito and survive. This was like everything. It was like, I think Corey got a can of Coke and chicken tendies for like $25. And these were like ACO tendies, and those were like 15, right? Like, it was, So I was not happy with the location of the Nova Open, but the Nova Open itself was pretty good. I will say that.
Click. That's good. I'm glad they were able to make it worth your while, even though, you know, they did the best they could with the cards they were drawing.
Oh, I mean, it was all for the 40K area. If you saw pictures of the 40K area, they had this huge hall with like, it was like blue lighting, and they had, they did announcements there. So, okay. Nova is for 40K, and AOS gets like a nod, but it's really for 40K. That's like the reason the Nova Open even exists is for 40K. And I am very well aware I'm like a orbiting child moon of 40K, right? When they filled their hall up, they were like 200 plus people or something, right? Like at least probably 200 or 300 people for the Nova Open. You know, like Legion cracked like 59, I think was our number. So
yeah.
And we weren't up, we didn't hold a candle to the amount of time goes in there. So I understand that we're there because of 40K, not the other way around, right? So I get why they changed venues to get a nicer area for that. But yeah, this one was just bad, man. Like, I think poor Nick Bodnar to park his truck was like close to $300 for the spot. Yeah, it was just like, it was absurd. The fact that the parking in the garage that they had was full before the event even started. Like what?
Yeah,
it's full. And now you've got another, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people coming. Like,
yeah,
it was fun.
And that should just speak volumes for like how much Nick is just what cares and loves about the Legion community.
Oh, sure.
Like, yeah, he doesn't have to bring all these tables, and he does because he loves it.
No, I mean, Nick and John just like really put their money into it. Like,
yeah,
it was just shocking. Like how, like at one point I was so tired, and I'm like, I'm just going to get a burger at the, like, they had a pretty nice restaurant in the place, but I looked up and it was like $22 for the burger. It was like $8 for the fries or $7 for fries. And that's like kind of like a soda. And I'm like, I just can't do that. So I went to another general grievance.
Oh boy.
Everywhere there had really good food. The food was excellent, but it was like one person working. I swear to God. So I went with John, Nick, and myself. We went up to this, it was called Gyro and Pizza. It was a Greek food / pizza place. And the pizza slices were like huge. No, they were massive. They were huge. One giant slice. It was like a whole pizza in a slice. I don't know what was going on. So we get in there and there's one dude working. I'm like, yeah, what do you recommend? He just goes, pepperoni pizza. I'm like, okay. So I was like, yeah, I'll take that a Coke. It's like 15 minutes goes by and I get the two slices like this. I didn't know how big they were. So I gave one to Nick and took one myself. Then John walks up and orders. He's like, can I get a, it was like a 12 inch, it was like, yeah, ham, a pizza and like some falafel. That took like 30 minutes. And then we're just sitting there waiting. And there's like a DoorDash guy coming in, two other groups ordered. And I'm telling him, like, you're not, I don't know what's going on. Cause the guy would like just go in the back and make it and then like come out one at a time kind of thing. So that was crazy. And then we all go out to this Mexican place. And there's eight of us. So there's a lot, but we were like the only table. We were sitting outside and it was 3 hours from when we sat down to when we paid the bill. And that was not because food took that long. I mean, like, you know, it took a while to order. Drinks were like, Tyler was like, because you're ordering like margaritas and stuff, because they're pretty good. He's like, yeah, I'll take two margaritas. And the guy's like, oh, mucho. He's like, no, you're taking forever. I just want to like drink while I'm waiting. So it was like,
Was this Florida man Tyler or Tyler?
Yeah, Florida man Tyler. Okay. Yeah, like he was just like, trying to get out of it.
Yeah. I know there's a Tyler from Crit to Block too.
Oh yeah, cool, it was this Florida man Tyler. And then they ended up, the guy like felt bad. So he gave us a flight of, if you look in the Nova Discord chat, there's a giant plane with all those shots in it. They gave us 8 shots for free for like double shots for waiting for so long. Cause it was just, it was crazy. But yeah. Okay. I'm done.
I think that was 12.
The 12 grievances of
the 12 no, grievances Evan. Of general grievance. General Grievous.
You're gonna have to change your name. Instead of Grievous Enthusiast, it's gonna have to be General Grievance.
General Grievous. Yep. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, wait. I'm gonna change my name in the big Discord. okay. Oh, someone already put up a Nova Open recap. Who is this? Flawed Zombie? Oh, okay. Yeah,
Matt Evans,
all right. Yeah. Who is this? Who dares? Ooh. An article.
Someone else plays this game?
All right. Let me change my name, and I'll do it by the end of the cast. my name in the kiss from Knave to General Grievance. All right, bam. We have some breaking news.
We were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, da-da-da-da-da. All right, give me a Sports Center. Breaking news.
Flip that, Jay.
Your invite may not, there's a space input put there. All right, that's cool. Your invite may not be valid. Why, oh, why would you double down on this?
This is not the biggest grammatical concern I've had from you this episode, Evan.
Look, we're just doing our best. Okay, this is I got to play Starfield for a whole 2 hours last night before I was just too tired. It was like 8:30 and I'm like, I'm out, man. I'm done mentally.
Tell me about it.
It's just calling your name, isn't it?
Oh, dude, it's so good. Anyway, okay, so here's the situation. There's all this hubbub about, hey, if you want a sword championship of less than 16 people, your invite's not valid. Then they said, yeah, it is. And there's a lot of winking and nodding and like no one was really coming out to say a hard yes or no, which is crazy that this is even a conversation we're having. But they came out as of today or yesterday. And they said, if your tournament did not, or from now on, at least, if your store event does not have 16 people, you cannot hand out the invite. And they're doubling down on it again. They're like putting out the survey. The survey used to not ask how many people. Now it says how many people showed up, which is wild. Nick, thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on this?
Okay, so there is in this whole, they posted this whole article, addresses a bunch of things. Try to get a link to that in the description if we can. And so one of the things about it that I sort of like, I like it in principle, but I'm not sure I like it in implementation. You can email them and directly ask them, hey, I won this invite at this store on this date. Is it going to be valid? And they said, yeah, we will go through that and process it and tell you. We'll let you know by February.
That's, yeah, by Worlds, yeah. Cool. By that's March, a, yeah, great. Yeah, okay.
It's a long time for people.
It's a long time to plan a trip to Chicago. Like,
yeah.
And then in the meantime, how much you want to your drive to go try to get one beyond that or not. If you don't know if yours is valid, do you take one from somebody else that you know is valid if yours is up in the air and you're waiting till February? I wish they would just go out and say, look, if you have one, you're in. Cool. Just from now on, we're holding to the 16 rule. I don't even like the 16 rule, but as long as they just come out and say it now, I'm okay. Just get rid of the ambiguity.
Austin, thoughts?
Well, I understand the need to draw a line, right? You have a number, you have the number of 16. I do hope there is a little bit of discretion there in terms of like, because I know for my local stores specifically, we do not have room for more than 8 tables. We just physically don't have the space. I know there's a lot of stores that don't have space for more than 4 tables, which means they can only have 8 player events. I understand if you only have space for 8 players or 8 tables and yeah, okay, we can fit 16, but if one person doesn't show up, then the whole thing is basically like botched. Like just if that one person has an accident or car accident or something, right? Or, forever, whatever reason can't show up and you're one short. So then it's like on the event organizer, because that's the draw of the tournament, right? People want to compete for those store championships, for that world's invite. And I am having to really make sure I'm having to make sure I have a standby list of at least 5 people that are all like, hey, just come show up, check-ins from 9 to 10. If we don't have people showing up by, 9:50, we'll slot you in, yada, yada, yada. It makes it highly stressful for the event organizer. And being an event organizer, I'm trying to abide by those rules. I do think anyone that has won a store champs tournament as of when they posted that, I personally feel like it should be honored. I do understand not wanting to give a world's invite to a tournament of 5 people. That is not really, I don't think, the territory for a store championship. And this is kind of why I liked the regional system they had before, when it was the other, company. When it was okay, you had your store champs, got you a first round bye at the regionals, and then your regionals gave out the world's invite.
Yeah.
I kind of like that format because at least the regionals can be, and not to mention all the other issues going on, like not specifically for Legion, but for other Star Wars game systems where people are just, some stores are actually putting these kits on the shelf for people to literally go buy. And just write their name on an invite. I mean,
yeah,
it has to be enforced a lot. Like the enforcement of this current model, I think, has to be more than what it would under a regional type of model, right? So if we use Florida, for example, we have, a bunch of major cities in Florida, right? You have like Pensacola in the Panhandle, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville in the Northeast, and then Miami in the Southeast. And if you have 5 regionals in a state, right, if each state has between 3 and 5 regionals, you do the math,
Yeah, so, that's
but not every state does. Like,
yeah, but, California might have 10 regionals and then Oklahoma might have 2, Montana might have 1. That's
what happened with X-Wing a long time ago was like certain states just got a bunch of regional events and then some didn't. It's wild to me that they would take the stance of, hey, I get like 16 is such a high number, like
especially for locals. Yeah,
8's pretty good. I would say if you could manage to find 8 Legion players to go to a store and play,
Yeah.
Eight's a number most can like probably hit.
Yeah, I would even go as far as to bring back a little bit, like, yeah, like your eight round, your eight your eight player tournaments will get you in the door. Your 16 player tournaments will get you a round one by. And this would kind of, I think, replace the LCQ.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. It's,
I mean, they did say they're going to have an LCQ. Yeah.
Yeah, this year they will say there is going to be an LCQ.
So you're like extra punished. So you have to play the LCQ, then day one of Worlds, then day two of Worlds. It's like.
But at least with the LCQ, because I actually have seen a lot of people saying, and I relate to them and empathize with them, because you want to be a part of Legion Worlds, right? You love this game. But the fact that they are having an LCQ, you can absolutely be a part of it. And then if you don't make it, Ryan runs some great side events, right? With like his teams tournament. I mean, the teams tournament was a lot of fun. I played in it when I, you know, got knocked out day three.
Yeah, I played in it. Actually tied for winning it, not last year, but the year before it. I had an absolute blast.
Yeah. It's so okay, World should be a celebration of the game. It should be a party. Everyone should be there and be like, hey, thank God Star Wars Legion exists and we all get to come here and party and do this.
Yeah.
I don't LCQs are fine. They used to call it maximum, like how the old one was maximum firepower was the event, and then maximum firepower, and then the top eight of that went to Worlds. So that was held at the FFG event center, like their own little private area, and that was cool. So, all right, how about this? How about we change the name? Why don't we just actually, how about we just do that again? Like, what? Why does this have to be like this?
I actually like that.
Yeah,
I think you take top eight from Adepticon,
and they go to like another Worlds, like a
have Worlds be at AMG HQ with tables.
It's there.
Maybe like all the games streamed or something.
Yeah, why not? Like, it's if we're gonna do it, if we're gonna take it this seriously, where we're like, hey man, sorry you had 12 people at your event, your Worlds invite doesn't count because a few people dropped, or you just don't have that in a 2 mile radius, like, I mean 2 hour like radius of driving for you. Like, that sucks, and that's such a weird stance to take. Because we're talking about, like, you know what getting the Worlds champion of Legion gets you talked about in podcasts for 2 weeks, and then nothing. You don't get money, you don't get, like, I'm not saying you should, I'm just saying there's no, like, all this prestigiousness for something that, like, after March, no one's, like, really talked about, right? Like, we're moving on to the content creation moves on to, like, oh, the next new unit or battle force coming out, or the next tactic. Like, it's Luke Cook is our forever champion for being winning it two out of the two times it's there. He's the two-time. He'll always be the two-time with a 7-foot standing jump. He's 38 feet tall. It's just like, man, what if feels bad? Like, I can't, like, you might not get to go to, like, man, I've went all over the country at this point for this stupid game, and like, I don't have one. Right? Like, imagine not being able to do what I did, though. Imagine only having one shot at your town, your little town. You get like 12 people, and that's huge for you to show up, and they're like, nope, sorry. And they say, like, well, you get to go get our cool prizes. The prizes are kind of mid. They're like okay at best. And then the one top prize, the foil Boba Fett, is misprinted.
Speed 2.
It's Speed 2. Yeah. So it's like, we're talking about these, like, oh, just go for the prizes, they're cool. They're wrong. Chewie's got red defense dice.
If you're gonna make me get a card from my top place, give me something that's better. Like, give me my red Save Han.
Put out some acrylic. Yeah, give me my red Save with Uncanny Luck or whatever. I mean, like, if you're gonna make these kits, if you're gonna say, hey, we need to play for the cards, no thank you. Make the prizes better. I guess the dice are cool, but like, they're just they're hard to. When I was,
except the white dice, the white dice are
white dice are very important. So like, every time I roll my Baja, I take a regular die, a see-through red die, and one of those new
marble
marble die, and then like a clear. I don't I take the clear one as like a flex, but every time I roll it a couple times, I just get sick of trying to figure out what it is. So I just do like a normal die just to kind of like do it. But I have a hard time finding that marble die in the normal red die. It's like that subtle. It's not even like pop, right? Like old X-Wing dice used to be like sparkle dice, or like we don't have black die. You know, like it's just like I don't. The prizes are okay. Okay at best. And to say, hey, cheer up there, buddy. You drove 2 hours to an event.
If you do good, you can get some purple suppression tokens.
Yeah, dude, they're cardboard. They're cardboard at Worlds. You can't print out acrylic suppression tokens for World, like for these WCQs. Like everyone wants that Wicket card because that's rare. Okay, cool. That's good. But like, man, I got the other Dooku. I would have gone like, so I got the second Dooku and I just gave it to Dash. I'm like, here you go, man. He's like, wait, you don't want it? I'm like, I got one. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got one card. I got the standing orders card and I got the Dooku card for being top eight. Or there's only six of us showed up for CIS. So I showed up and got the Dooku card. Like, I am just shocked that they're taking the stance. Maybe they'll be cool and like do a lot of like winking and nodding for a lot of people who like got pretty close. But I hear the forum used to say who won and where were you? What's the store? Take a picture of the play area. Not with people in it, but just like we had it and
make sure it's fun. A physical place. Yeah.
And then the fact that they're just doubling down on this is just wild to me. Like Worlds should be for everybody. And if you worked real hard to get there, like playing a 10 round tournament going 3-0, that's big. Yeah. Like you may not think it is, but it is like to go 3-0. That takes some talent. It takes some luck. It takes a lot. I'd say, hey, it's yours is like valid now. It's just wild to me. So, yeah, I'm shocked they took the stance. I hope they figure it out. I hope the LCQ gives out a bunch of tickets. So if you're planning a trip to go to Adepticon, it's a lot of money. For me, it's a flight, it's a hotel stay, it's food, it's tickets to all the stuff. And to like for people who will let you know by February to have to plan on whether or not their ticket counts, that's wild. Like I just it just stinks. I get there's like and there's not a whole lot of empathy held by a lot of people on this. It's like, so people who already have their ticket are like officially like, yeah, get good scrub, just go win one. And then some people who don't have like any chance to get a ticket are like, well, this sucks. And they're just, there's no like feeling bad for anybody. It's very strange. It's very like, I've got my golden crown and I will agree with AMG's decision because I am not affected. It's like, yeah, man, but like, like grammar, like you're saying, like you'd be happy to get eight people to show up on a good day.
No, eight people would mean I'm meeting new people to show up for my Legion scene.
Like that sucks. I'm very disappointed with this, and I'm also very disappointed that people are talking to each other about this as if it's like this golden ticket Willy Wonka factory thing that only like a few lucky people should have the opportunity to like even try for. It's like, man, nobody cares. If you don't make top eight in a world's tournament, no one's even talked about you, right? Like if you're doing this for clout, it's like no one cares. And then even if top eight, you'll get mentioned in an article once, and you're lucky that someone writes an article, because it's not an official article. They don't like AMG doesn't release one talking about it. It's people in the community making the content for them, and then it's just like so nothing. It's such a nothing burger. I'm really like, this has been a hot episode for me. I'm sorry. If you're listening and you're like, man, Evan's just complaining again.
General grievance.
General grievance. I changed my name in the Discord already. It's General Grievance Evan.
You are becoming the general.
I'm still going to keep playing Grievous till I win one, even if I never do. Even if I just drive this to the ground. It's just...
Hasn't every tournament improved? Like
it has. I keep like tuning him to get better and better and better. And now this is close to the final form.
I think you're onto something, honestly.
I wish the B2s clapped a little harder. Like, I wish it seems like they should, but they don't. Sometimes you're happy to get like five.
Yeah. Do you think they would just be better as Black Sun?
Yes and no. Being a robot has its perks. No suppression's good.
I mean, they at least have Dauntless on the Black Sun, and with the Vigo, they're two courage. So, like,
that's true.
Yeah.
Armor one behind heavy cover.
Yeah.
Armor keeps me safe from arcs. Yeah. Mostly. The big one is actually range three. Being able to reliably put like three into something at range three doesn't seem like a big deal. Yeah. But it's Black Suns cannot do that. Right, they have to be range one to get through that blast, and then range two, their shot is like, pretty good. But blast with all the cover in the game right now, is just super, super valuable. It just thinks that my whole army like really lives or dies at two, three preferably, but it works. I mean, you know, there's something to it. Our stats are just good. I thought about having the stat chain lead to like a spider. That might be funny, but like a flame spider that just charges in and explodes. But I like having, when I play standing orders or even some other cards, I get everything in order except my two commanders.
Yeah.
So I get perfect order control almost every turn.
Yeah. I think that's very important for what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I'm done complaining. Next episode. I swear we'll do something more fun, like trivia or something.
Could do over-unders.
We need to do over-unders, and we need to do Crucible over-unders.
Yeah, we can do Crucible over-unders.
I do want to add one bit of positivity, and hopefully this is less devil's advocate and more just me being optimistic.
Too late, kill a stream.
Too late, burn my house down. There's a mob forming in my front yard. Great. I do think it's good that we at least got a stance from AMG. All right, they could just, it's like they care enough to give us a stance. I appreciate that. You know, they could have just left it ambiguous and been 2 months before. It would have been really crappy of them, but at least we are, like, I think they're trying with the communication at least. And, you know, I feel like maybe the more that we develop as a community, maybe we can potentially put together a panel of representatives that can bring issues to AMG. And hopefully if AMG is listening, they would be open to that, where we have a community panel that comes to them, you know, someone from each geographical region of the country.
Wow, this is okay. Most countries don't get this kind of representation. Have you, but I like where you're
have
going.
You played EVE Online? Like, yeah. Are you guys familiar with EVE Online?
No.
There's like, I haven't in a long time, but there's like a council that players like campaign like in game for and run, and they're elected to that position, but like they actually get flown out to like wherever the company is somewhere in Europe, and they do these like discussions with the game developers for like the state and like focus of the game and directions to take and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like that, which oddly enough has worked in practice before. So
yeah. I mean, honestly, Evan,
reps to AMG would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, Evan, I think you would be a great representative.
Ewoks with hats. I didn't need more cats with hats, but I appreciate that, Austin. That's so this episode's been high in my like my crab list, but I just don't like when I see small communities punished.
Yeah,
and I think that just sucks. Real talk. AMG has been pretty good, honestly, a steward of the game. Like, we've had one real miss, which is Dark Troopers. I think that's kind of agreed upon very broadly that, like... Oh, go ahead. Nick, I see you.
Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, okay, Blizzard. So, all right.
Blizzard's
so
not that bonus.
That was in the Dark Trooper times, though. The Dark times.
Yeah. The Dark times. So Blizzard was like, Blizzard came out. No one really thought a ton of it. And then, like, all of a sudden, it was like a Nova after. It was like the list to play. Yeah. The heroes they've made have been good, if not mid. And that's okay. Yeah. I'd rather a hero be, like, fine. Like, Asajj is fine. Mando is, like, maybe underpowered.
Yeah, I think a little bit.
Boba's fine. Like,
I think IG-11's a little under.
Yeah, he's like, but... he's whelming. Like, yeah. Right, he's very, he'll give you a good whelm.
He can do like a 5-point cut, and I think he'd be.
IG-88 is good, yeah. But not like nutty bonkers. I really, Ewoks are fine, if not kind of weak. Like, but to that point, though, it's like, it, you notice the outliers of like Dark Troopers being, you notice them more because they stick out more from the current trend of like what they're doing. So I think they've been a good steward for the game so far. You can get the torches out when I say that, but I don't think that's bad. They've put out articles. We were getting a product a month for a while. That I think that's stopped. I think it was
I would like to get back to that. I mean, there is a ton of just characters, units, vehicles, different things to draw from. And I mean, just different ideas for the game too, right? Like
there's a lot.
They could make weapon specialist packs till the sun comes home, or till the cows come home, you know, till the sun sets.
The
sun comes right back to that sunset home. the fact that they're willing to do print and play, like say what you want about Tempest, whether it's too good or bad or whatever. The fact that they put out a Marquand or Farquaad or whatever.
Yeah.
They said, hey, here's a new hero ATST. There you go. Try it out. Like, that's cool. That gives your old toys some new play.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff I really think they could do something like, hey, releasing a Rogue One. I mean, Mini Stravaganza's in a couple of weeks here next week. And there's a whole Legion roadmap.
Yeah.
And I like that they're doing that. I wish their designers were a little bit more like Alex and Luke, who are a little bit more in the community. I'm not saying in the Discord or anything like that, but like they'd show up to events and like walk around and talk to people and like get some like just general on the field convos, you know, in a healthy kind of, you know, fun way. Those, like, overall, I think they're pretty good. I am bummed that, like, I don't play X-Wing anymore, but X-Wing didn't even get, like, a panel on Mini Stravaganza. That, like, that doesn't make me feel good. And I do feel bad for them every time they post anything. People are like, where's Armada? Where's this? Like, they just get bombasted with, like, very loud voices that aren't saying anything really constructive. They're just kind of yelling into the void. So that sucks. And the new MCP corset looks dope.
Yeah.
Shatterpoint is pretty good. If not a little like, I could use some new objectives maybe. I know there's like a million permutations of the current objective. I get it. But I don't think it's a bad game. I think it's fine.
I agree.
But I was doing a podcast with it for a little while, so I just got overwhelmed. And then like I bought a lot of it. So I think they're a good shepherd for it. But when they do stuff that stinks, if you say it in a way that's respectful, like, hey man, don't cut out the little guys, that's no fun. They need that's good feedback. Whereas like when you get onto a forum and scream, that sucks. No one wants to read that. And your point is getting lost, right in the cacophony. Do I get uppity about stuff? Absolutely. I mean, I just changed my name to General Grievance. You know, like I get mad about stuff because I'm passionate about it. I've put 5 years into this game. Yeah. I've made content for 5 years.
Yeah.
Whether it be battle reports, going to every tournament I can go to and trying to be a positive like role model in the community of just being a fun guy to play against, and like doing cool stuff. So it's rough when things are bad because it's like, man, I'm doing a lot. And like, so you're telling me for these events, they said like an article, like, well, maybe small communities can come together. I'm like, that's not the community's job.
It's not like the
people, it's not like the people who we bought your product. Like we're, we're building and painting it, like we're doing all this stuff, we're talking to each other, like to have to then do the work to try to organize, because stores kind of care. Some stores care more than others, some just don't, and will want the community to make it happen. That sucks. It's a weird dichotomy.
I was just saying, and not to mention, you know, people are having to work more for not more money nowadays to pay more to buy the things that they need.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, people only have so much time. I mean,
Ewoks are $40.
Yeah.
And I think that's the new standard.
Times like, nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I mean, the community as a whole, I think it is safe to say, and just take a broad sweep to the community as a whole, absolutely loves this game. And you'll support it until its dying breath. They'll support it after its dying breath, which I hope is never, ever.
We don't get the complete game slapped inside of it and like move on.
But the fact that, you know, people are having to pay more in their everyday lives, they're not making more money to compensate for that, and they're still doing this. If AMG can take some of the pressure off of them to organize their small community, I feel like it's just going to lead to bigger, to better sales, you know?
And I mean, like at the end of the day, if I had to pay my car payment, rent and food, and AMG as a company or Asmodee or whatever just didn't exist, my life wouldn't really change. Right. Like it's not like, a fridge company or something. Like you need a fridge, right? You need a car, you need a house. And if that thing's gone,
you're like, need a fridge in a lot of places, like your hotel room.
Yeah, my fucking hotel room. So it's like it's a what Best Buy used to be a name for. It's like a luxury item, right? It's a not needed thing that people just do. So you really have to provide some value, because otherwise I can just play video games, or like there's 40K who just doesn't even do work. Like they have worlds, but it's just like giant thing. Like they don't even do prize kits or anything. You're just like, you just play 40K, right? They give you nothing, and but they're so big.
Let's not suggest they model themselves after GW.
I don't think they should.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
That's the big guy, right? That's the competition. You need to have the prize kits to keep people interested, or else you're 40K, and like it's it feels like Stockholm syndrome to be
GW is on my bad list. They just act like, or at least I think are planning to act like all of my old Space Marines.
Well, you can buy, you see the new ones, or at least the Nova. I was there.
I don't care. It. Not buying them.
I've seen it with my eyes. But anyway, all right, let's land this plane. Long story short on that, takeaway, AMG, not bad, but sometimes they make cringe calls. Stop being cringe. Be based. That is my ending statement.
That's a little do better. Just be
you,
based.
You were for a, if AMG is listening, the only statement I have for them is you were a little guy at one point. So don't forget about them.
You were 5 years old too.
We all were little guys, right? I mean,
that's true.
You know, don't lose track of where you came from.
And, oh, dude, I remember the first show they came out with when they did MCP, and like it was a rough FFG show. It was bad. The guy coming on to talk about the card game, it's actually really big for them, Marvel Champions.
Yeah,
Champions was like not the guy to be on stage. A nice, probably game developer, nice guy. You don't put game developers on stage. We've learned that from No Man's Sky. Todd Howard's the only one who can like keep salvaging things. He's like, 76 was terrible.
Yeah,
but try this new game. It's like, oh, Todd, lie to me again. But, and like even the Legion one, the guys are like, well, just take the two bunkers and you can buy two of these like $80 models and put them together and make a little pillbox. It's like, this is what we're showing. And then they showed like the tank right after. He's like, yeah, and there's a tank. It's like, okay. And then the guy came out talking about MCP, and he had some good like little hustle to him, and he was like trying, but like everyone's like, wait, what's this? A miniature game about superheroes? What? What? And then it becomes like their biggest product. And like, but no one like had any faith in it, because the show was so bad that if that panel was like real rough to get through, and then it became like a huge thing. So it's something from the movie Aliens starts with a spark, something small, something turns big, and
you're nailing it.
Something I'm tired. Everyone.
All right, go play Starfield.
I want to play video games before I have to go to my job. All right, guys. Stay rad, and we'll catch you later.
All right. Night, guys.
Peace.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.